Simon Tofresh ein Ches Ner Shal Shabbos Kodem Lener Shal Chanukah. If a person can only afford one light, and it's either going to be used for Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos, so the halacha is that Ner Shabbos comes first because it is used for the sake of Shalom Bayis. However, if a person already has one Ner at home, so even though normally we like to have two Ners for Shabbos, however, if it's already got one Ner, then that should be used for Ner Shabbos, and then the others should be used for Ner Chanukah. Some say that where we light inside, then in all situations, the Ner should be used for Ner Chanukah, i.e. even if you've only got one Ner, where we normally say it should be used for Ner Shabbos and not for Ner Chanukah, because Ner Shabbos is Adif, that's for when they're lit outside, where if you light in the Ner Chanukah, you won't be able to see inside. However, nowadays that we light inside, some say that it's better to use it for Ner Chanukah. I mean, Mela, you'll be able to see inside the house. Now, we've already said you're not supposed to be using the light of the menorah, but since this is the only option of fulfilling all the mitzvahs together, of i.e. of both Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, then that's Mutar B'Lemaisa. Most Achronim Paskin, that there's no differentiation, and in all situations, Ner Shabbos will take precedence, and even if that would mean that you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If a person has Ner Shabbos and he's got money now for either Ner Chanukah or for wine for Kiddush, then he should purchase oil for the Ner Chanukah, because Presumi Nisa takes precedence. If he's got more money, so he's got enough for Ner Shabbos and enough for Ner Chanukah, then he should, and he's got a bit of extra money, he should use it for wine for Kiddush. But this is all, this that we're saying, that a person should not bother buying wine for Kiddush and Ner Chanukah will take precedence. That's only if he's got bread, he's got challah. But if he doesn't have challah, then purchasing the challah, the bread for Shabbos, that will take precedence even over Ner Shabbos, and all the more so over Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom. We'll see more about this later on, but Ner Chanukah comes also before, takes precedence over the wine for Havdalah. Simon Tov Eishayin Tes. On Erev Shabbos, we light the Ner Chanukah first, i.e. on Erev Shabbos, the halacha is that there's two nearest to light, as we just mentioned. There's the Ner Chanukah and the Ner Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, we light the Ner Chanukah first, and we make a regular brach on it. However, we've got to make sure that which we're lighting the Ner Chanukah first, we've got to make sure it's still after Plag HaMincha, which is Shor Raviyah Kodem HaLaila, now a quarter before Laila. As we discussed already earlier on, before Plag HaMincha, then one cannot light. However, even though we're allowed to light so early in this situation, we're still going to make sure there's enough oil that it will still be lighting for half an hour after Tseis HaKrichavim. Now, what happens if a person doesn't have enough oil for them to remain alight for half an hour after Tseis HaKrichavim? And let's say, like this year, it was the sixth night of Shabbos, the sixth light. She says, just make sure that at least one of them will remain alight for half an hour after Tseis HaKrichavim. Now, if a person lights Neiris of Shabbos first and then realizes he's not yet lit Ner Chanukah, then if it's a man who has lit the Neiris Shabbos, then he can still go ahead afterwards and light the Neiris Chanukah. But with women, we say in Isha Madlekas, the minig is that Mistama, we assume that she's Mekabel Shabbos with her lighting. And therefore, she can no longer light her Neiris Chanukah. Rather, what she's doing in that situation is she should ask someone else to light and make the bracha for her.